Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Finding joy and direction in life's halftime. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Kathy Peel is known as America's Family Manager with over 18 books in print, but there came a point in her life when she wanted to move from managing to living on purpose. Kathy helped us answer the what's next question after our kids leave the house and how do I make my life count? We discussed halftime and the journey from success to significance with Kathy Peel. She spoke about rediscovering our purpose in our life's halftime.
It's interesting how if your goal is to be happy or your goal is to be successful, you never will be, because those things, you'll enjoy success if you only look at it through God's eyes, that he gave me these gifts that allowed me to reach this goal or to, you know, build my 401k, and then you know that everything belongs to him, okay? And it just, it helps. You start seeing life through a different lens, and you'll just find that your stress level drops. And again, God is more interested in our fulfilling our purpose than we are. And certainly all of us want to, you know, pursue that. Those of us who are Christians, well, you know, everybody wants. As we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the secular, the mainstream sources are all talking about the importance of having a larger purpose in your life. And for those of us who are Christians, we know that the number one purpose is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and to grow as Jesus did in wisdom, stature, knowledge of God. I mean, there are a lot of things we know about our calling, okay? We know that God wants us to take the gospel. We're called to be God's ambassadors. I think that's 2 Corinthians, maybe 5:20. Okay, we are to be his ambassadors. And so it's not like he hasn't told us some of the things that are our purpose. And I found out the hard way, and I continue to be sometimes a very tough subject for God because I get impatient. But I've just found out that when we seek him, okay, and just try and say, God, I'm desperate. I'm a slow learner. It seems like other people are in the Eagles reading group and I'm in the Sparrow reading group or whatever. I'm slower. But have mercy. And he does. He does. He has mercy. He loves us right where we are. He redeems past mistakes. A lot of people are living in the past because we've all made mistakes. We've all done stuff we really wish we hadn't done. We're so thankful there's not a video tape playing. God sees us as holy and blameless, which is amazing.